I want to be aware. My audience wants to be aware. How big a problem is this, and is this a problem that we're getting a handle on? Is it growing? What's going on with this?
Infertility is definitely a growing industry. It affects 7.3 million Americans, which translates to one in six couples during reproductive ages. I think what most people don't realize is that a woman is born with a finite supply of eggs, and by the time she reaches 27, that egg supply is greatly diminished, and by the time she reaches 30, 90% of those eggs are depleted. So the growing problem is definitely related to delayed childbearing. Women consciously choosing to delay having children and start creating their families for careers, advanced education, finding the right partner, etc.
Wow, that last part, that 90% figure, was definitely news to me. I knew about, you know, all the eggs in one basket at the beginning, but the diminution, that's really startling. And it seems to me that the main thing people could do to increase their chances of fertility is just do it earlier. I mean, that's so simple.
Well, it's a simple solution, but it's not so simple if you're a woman who's 27, 30 years old, who's not ready to be married, and you're still working on building your career and advancing your career, advancing your education. So options for these women may include freezing your eggs, which is one of the very newest technologies in the industry. And it's available to women up to the age of 38 years old. You go through an in vitro fertilization process where you're actually stimulating your ovaries with hormonal injections. And at a certain point in the cycle, eggs are surgically removed from the ovaries and frozen for use at a later time. There's no guarantee of success, but certainly technology has started to advance and success rates are getting much, much better. And it is an opportunity for women to preserve their fertility for the future, so to ensure that they may have a biological child.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it would seem to me that regarding the health of the egg, shall we say, the earlier they are extracted and frozen, the better?
Absolutely, John. Very important point. Success rates always go to the age of the egg, so certainly the younger the woman is, the greater her chances of success for conceiving.
And when we talk about chances for success of conceiving, I mean, is there a range? How likely is it?
It depends on medical conditions, of course, individual circumstances. But when women are using donor eggs, we're always looking for eggs from donors who are range in age from 21 to 32. So certainly, those age ranges, 21 to 32, yield a higher chance of success than women in their mid to upper 30s and certainly their 40s.
Now, in terms of either donor eggs or in some cases we have to rent a womb, are any of these technologies the ones that are ahead of the curve? This is the preferred way to do things?
Again, very individualized basis. To either have to use an egg donor or to have to use a surrogate. With surrogacy, there are so many moving pieces to the puzzle that it's really important to have somebody help you navigate that system. An infertility consultant such as myself is someone who can really pull together all the pieces that go into a surrogacy arrangement. Legal pieces, because legally, surrogacy changes from state to state, and why that's important to the intended parent is because that's exactly what dictates parentage. That's exactly what dictates how you get your name on the birth certificate after the surrogate delivers. Other pieces of the puzzle are financial and estate planning aspects that need to go into a surrogacy arrangement prior to embryo transfer. The legal contracts. Clients coming to me from international locations, there's immigration issues that need to be addressed. So a myriad of things to pull together prior to a surrogacy arrangement, as well as finding the appropriate surrogate and or egg donor for yourself. So I think it's really, really important to get educated and really understand all the opportunities and options that you can build for yourself when you're doing a surrogacy and or egg donor arrangement.
All right. We understand why people want to have a child. So I'm clear on the motivations of the people who in the end want to be holding and coochie-cooing the baby. But why do people donate eggs for other people to use, and why do people allow their wombs to be used for surrogacy? What's their motivation?
Their motivation, in my experience, typically is twofold. One is financial gain, and secondly, there is some altruistic component, especially in surrogacy. There are huge risks to taking on a surrogacy arrangement, especially if we're transferring more than one embryo to a surrogate. A multiple pregnancy could very easily be considered a high-risk pregnancy. With egg donation, the women that I encounter who choose to do egg donation are typically women who are putting themselves through college, and it's a ways and a means to an end to pay for tuition.
What's the and I guess, you know, I mean, on the other side of the coin, we have sperm donation, and that's often done for exactly the same reason. So for the 5/6 of people of reproductive age who don't have these sorts of problems, what do you want them to take away from this? What do you want them to do? Anything more than just sympathy and awareness?
Well, I think it's sympathy and awareness, but I also think that these are the people who know people who are affected with this problem. And one of the issues with infertility is that women often feel broken or alone, and they don't want to talk about it. And I think destigmatizing this topic and helping women to be able to talk about it is one emotional component that can really help women and couples get through this process more successfully.
You know, listening to what you said up front about the degradation of the eggs makes it ever more remarkable that my wife was 37 and 40 when our two children were born, you know. And they're fine, they're great kids. Oh, my God, beating the odds, you know. Oh, my God. Oh. Of course, by your figures, she was 90% dried up by the time I met her, you know. So. All right. I always do this because there are sometimes what I like to refer to as the elephant in the room, the issue that I didn't think to ask about. So what's the elephant in the room? What do you want me to know that we didn't talk about?
I want you and all of your audiences to know that there's definitely hope with infertility treatment. And the hope may not be exactly what helped your friend, your sister, your colleague, but there are so many options available thanks to technology and advanced technologies today. And it's really important for women who are struggling with infertility to seek help from an appropriate source. And an appropriate source is a reproductive endocrinologist, one who specializes in this field of infertility. Make sure you get tested early. You and your partner both go through diagnostic testing to see where the problem may lie. And then find the right treatment options. Build in all the options you can before exploring those treatment options, because that's exactly what's going to help you to minimize your financial costs over the total expenditure, the total end family building goal.
And silence solves nothing, doesn't get you anywhere.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And I know from my experience working with hundreds of thousands of women over my 14 years in this industry that if they're just able to talk, they learn more, they get more educated, they're able to find better resources, and they're able to find success sooner rather than later.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, John, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and I would hope that in honor of National Infertility Week, couples would go to my website because I am giving away $5,000 towards a cycle of infertility at the physician's office of their choice.
Okay, and what is that website?
You could sign up on the homepage of lotusblossomconsulting.com.
Correct. Excellent. Thank you very much.